It's Friday, May 18th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Tony Perkins, president of the Christian lobbying group Family Research Council, was appointed on Monday to the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, devoted to, quote, defending the universal right to freedom of religion or belief abroad, end quote. Simultaneously, the U.S. State Department criticized the Chinese government for arresting hundreds of Christians attending a church service in the Sichuan province last week. The State Department also called on China to respect religious liberty as officials have reportedly confiscated Bibles. Christian Aid Mission recently shared how the gospel is going forward in the Muslim-majority African nation of Burkina Faso. 90-year-old Adama was banished from his village over false accusations after a cultic ritual. The village had been rejecting the gospel message shared by some missionaries, but they were able to reach Adama in his despairing situation, resulting in him accepting Christ. The village admitted the mistakes of their occult practices, and a house church was born. The missionary director said, quote, "The leaders of the village decided to abandon the divination practices. Now, 4 families, including the family of the village chief, praise the Lord," end quote. Psalm 98, verse 2 declares, "The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations." As the Islamic holy month of Ramadan began Tuesday, the Australian government issued travel warnings about countries targeted by the Islamic State following recent terror attacks in Indonesia. Over 1,600 people were killed last year during Ramadan in terror attacks. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of Christians around the world are joining in prayer for the salvation of Muslims in the 25th annual 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World. Learn more and get a prayer guide for you and your children at the website 30daysprayer.com. The number 30daysprayer.com. My children, Honor, who is 8, and Mercy, who is 6, and I have been reading through these days of prayer for Muslims. It has been both fascinating and eye-opening. 21-year-old Sarah Gillespie is flying home early from college in Pennsylvania to Ireland so she can vote to protect the lives of unborn babies in the country's May 25th referendum on abortion. An Irish Times poll found fewer voters are in favor of repealing Ireland's pro-life amendment at 44%, down from 47% 3 weeks ago. The Missouri Senate passed a resolution this week to join 10 other states in declaring pornography a public health crisis. The resolution warns that pornography has created a, quote, "sexually toxic environment," end quote, having an accelerating influence on children while destroying marriages and leading to abuse and violence. 1 John 2:16 through 17 says, "All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." The U.S. birth rate fell below 1.8 in 2017, hitting a 30-year low, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the birth rate for women ages 15 to 44 was 60 births per 1,000 women, the lowest recorded since the government started tracking it in 1909. In 1993, a Barna study found that 89% of Christians who have shared their faith believe this is a responsibility for every Christian. Now, that number has fallen to 64%, a 25% drop in 25 years. However, the study did find that more Christians are actively seeking to create opportunities to share their faith with unbelievers, up from 11% in 1993 to 19% today. Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 32, "Whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." One Colorado Mesa University student was allowed to speak of her Savior and Lord last week at her graduation. Listen to this story in a Worldview special report from Alliance Defending Freedom about why we need to know our First Amendment rights following today's newscast. And finally, Tanya Thomas, an Ohio school teacher, donated her kidney to a student she had never even met who was in dire need of a transplant. 10-year-old Ava Brown had been on dialysis since August last year, but no one in her family was a match for a kidney, so they prayed. A friend posted the need on Facebook. In God's providence, Tanya responded and was a perfect match. Ava's mother said, quote, "I praise God Almighty for never leaving or forsaking us," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, May 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. The Worldview recently covered the Colorado Mesa University free speech victory, where a student was allowed to speak about her faith in Jesus at the university nurse graduation ceremony. The Worldview spoke to Alliance Defending Freedom attorney Travis Barham, who was on the case, about this positive outcome.
It's a great thing because free speech on campus should be a no-brainer. So, in a sense, it's disappointing the situation ever had to arise, but it's to the university's credit that they quickly recognized that they had overstepped their bounds, that they had violated the students' rights, and they took immediate steps to set things right.
Barham told The Worldview about how the case started over Carissa mentioning a Bible verse in her graduation speech.
Carissa Erickson was a nursing student at Colorado Mesa University. She was graduating this year, and she was selected by her fellow nursing students to speak at the pinning ceremony, the nursing program's graduation ceremony. And in her speech, she simply said that she found comfort in Jesus' words, and then she wanted to pass them on to her fellow graduates. She quoted John 16:33, if I recall correctly. And school officials said that that would not be tolerated, that there would be repercussions if she continued.
Barham said Alliance Defending Freedom stepped in to remind the university of the First Amendment, protecting a student's right to free speech.
That's where we stepped in and said, wait a minute, you guys are misunderstanding what the First Amendment allows and what the First Amendment requires. The First Amendment has never required universities to purge their ceremonies of all things religious. In fact, two federal courts of appeals have ruled that you could have graduation prayers at the college level. But more importantly, the First Amendment protects a student's right to mention her faith in her own speech. And it prohibits government officials from going on a search and destroy mission for students' religious comments.
Barham noted that Colorado Mesa University resolved the situation quickly.
What's to Colorado Mesa University's credit here is that they did so within days. On Friday, December 4th, we sent them a letter saying you're violating our client's rights. By Tuesday, if I recall correctly, they had rescinded their ban on religious speech and allowed the students to continue. So they responded quickly, and they responded in time for Carissa to be able to say what was on her heart at her pinning ceremony last Friday.
Let's thank God that Carissa was able to share God's word with her fellow students. With the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, Carissa clearly abided by the biblical counsel found in 1 Corinthians 16:13. Stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.